Proclamation number 5415B of 19th of June, 1952. God's love and care. The assistance of his servants to awaken faith. Again and again you receive the evidence of my love and grace anew, for I come to you again and again. I convey my word to you again and again and fill you with strength and light so that you can take the path which leads to perfection. I will stay with you until the end of the world. I know that you need me, that you constantly draw strength from my word. I know that you need comfort and encouragement, and therefore I reveal myself to you. For you ought to be able to believe in a God of love who will not leave you alone in your spiritual and earthly adversity. For faith in me also makes you feel moved towards me. Faith in me also influences your fellow human beings to seek contact with me. And this is my purpose through my obvious proclamation, through my transmission of the word from above, that you inform your fellow human beings and try to persuade them to believe in me. Without faith, people are separated from me. There is no connection between them and me. They have completely isolated themselves and have stepped outside of my flow of love. The result is a cooling down and finally a complete solidification of the spiritual substance. And this means ever greater distance from me. Faith in me, however, reduces the distance and finally cancelling it completely. Therefore I do everything that can help people to believe in me. I seek entrance into people's hearts who open the door for me through their faith in me, and I never leave them. I constantly attract new human children to me by appointing them to convey my word to their fellow human beings so that they, too, will learn to believe in a God of love who also speaks to them through mediators. For only when they believe in me can I have a direct effect on them, and the connection is thus established for the blessing of their souls. I will therefore not allow a connection to perish once it has been established. Again and again I will come forward with my love and grace. I will no longer allow a separation. I will try to strengthen the faith, to again and again exert my influence until I achieve that the earthly child continuously calls to the Father, that it is aware of my presence, that it completely hands itself over to me and thus has completely removed the distance between me. And for that you ought to help me, for I need you first as long as people have not yet found me onto their own. You should encourage them to turn to me by themselves. You should first teach them to believe, and it's through my word at that, which comes to you from above, which again and again demonstrates my love and grace to you and lets you speak with conviction of what you have received from me and have recognized it as the truth. I give to you in abundance so that you may distribute to those who have nothing. Therefore, when you are touched by the radiance of my love, your faith will be strengthened so that you can also transfer this faith to your fellow human beings now and thus establish the connection between them and me. I come to you because I want to find the path to your fellow human beings through you. So let me often be present to you and listen to me, for my love wants to give you gifts. It wants to supply you with spiritual goods so that you can constantly be active for me and my kingdom, so that you can distribute to those who are in need. Amen.